Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gammon. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And today is the 5th of July. And I point that out because in the United States, the 4th of July is Independence Day, which means lots of illegal fireworks because America. I bring that up only so there's context when I say I have all of my fingers.
Nice.
That's
I
like
only
a
need
badge of
one.
honor on July 5th, the United States. Anyhow, it's awesome to be here with all of you, and I guess we should just figure out who it is that was crazy enough to get up on Friday morning and hang out with me. So, Chuck, I guess that means we start with you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm up moving. I've gotten a whole lot of work done this morning already, just in anticipation of this show.
Wow. And you look awake. You do not look like you have a hangover.
I do not. I'm in an undisclosed location, but I behaved myself in that regard anyway last.
Nice. And no sunburn, and you have all your fingers. So, did you even 4th of July?
Yes, I got 6 holes of golf in before we got chased off by a monster thunderstorm and street flooding. So that was my 4th of July, but it did clear off sufficiently for fireworks last night. So it was overall it was a pretty good day as soon as I dried out.
Once you drank, sure. Patrice, how are you? And if I had thought about this, I could have played the stupid American and asked if you went to any 4th of July parties yesterday.
You could have, and I would have told you, no, I did not. Didn't even wear my traditional 4th of July American flag dress because it was too cold. It was really cold yesterday. No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm just dealing with a lot of work crap and so looking forward to next week because by this time next week, if everything goes according to plan, I'll have my Vision Pro.
And you'll be able to disappear into any world you choose.
Exactly. So I'll go somewhere else. Anything
Well,
is better.
I'm looking forward to hearing all about your Vision Pro.
Oh.
The only sad thing for me about it is that I will not be able to do that in real time on the show next week, since I will be at Max.conference conference on Friday, along with Dave and Chuck.
Yeah. Exactly. So we'll see if we even have a show next week because I'm not sure I'll be back in time for that because I have to like take a train back from Munich and that might be something.
Well, good luck with the train. At
Yes,
least
the
you have a
German
higher
train, so it will be
likelihood of
3 hours late.
success.
We know
Yeah, well, yeah. But higher likelihood
that.
of success of getting a train than in the US.
Yes, but not by much these days.
It's a low bar.
Yes, that's also true. Yeah.
Well, if I fly somewhere, I can maybe get a train.
Yeah. Yeah. W welcome to America.
I literally have a train in front of my house, so it's called a tram, but same thing. It's a train, right? It has tracks and power, like overhead and all that.
It just sounds so nice.
Does not compute.
I know, I know.
Not
What
here
is
it
that?
doesn't.
Really weird
Nope.
car. Can only go certain ways.
Yeah, well, yeah, America. Speaking of, Ben, how are you?
Am fantastic. Had a lot of fun the last 2 days. I have two cats literally right on my laptop where they shouldn't be. It's a typical Friday.
Life is good. Yeah. And somehow you don't have a sunburn. You seem to have all of your fingers. I can't say whether or not you have a hangover, but You do,
He's nodding.
sir,
Okay.
know how to party. Yeah. Well,
Hey, I'm from Dubuque, and we party till we you get the picture.
until you're unable to party anymore.
Video at
It'll be, yeah, there's probably a website for that.
11. Yes, it'll be 11 o'clock somewhere, or 11 o'clock two wares if you use the 12-hour clock.
All right, so no screaming today. We don't want to hurt Ben's head.
Yeah.
Dave, how are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Good to be here this fine day. And I did not do anything yesterday. I stayed and watched
That's
all
not
the
true.
festivities. Well, I
You
was on
did.
the big
You
show
did.
yesterday.
Exactly. You did something yesterday. You did the big show.
I did do the big show. Yes, I did do that yesterday. But I just stayed and watched all the fireworks and then heard them around the neighborhood here, and that was fine with me. It's relaxing.
Nice. Nice. Well, I'm glad I get
Very
to
cool.
spend the day with all of you, or at least the morning. And I'm sorry that I'm going to have to miss next week, both the big show and the Max show, but Max.conference. So
Oh.
at least I have a good reason.
At least for next week, you have a sick note, not like yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Do I have to present a sick note before I
Yes.
can come back?
Yes.
Yes. And in typical American fashion, it is not accepted, and you are demerited for your time off.
Yeah, this checks out. Yeah. And it will reflect in my next evaluation that I will have to beg for. And when I finally get it, it will be clear that the people participating in this will be
Clearly never
resentful of
met
fact. Yeah, they don't even know me. They don't even like me. And when everything's said and done, they'll say, well, despite everything, you have actually done a good job. So we're going to give you a 25 cent an hour raise.
Yes.
Nice.
When 50
Be
cents
happy
is
that you get
inflation.
that. Yes.
Yeah, you know, because America. All right. I'll get on faking, I mean getting that sick note. You know, from my doctor.
I mean, there's plenty in Colorado, and if not, you go head over to Arizona. Like, there's more.
There's plenty. Yeah. You know, I have played a doctor on stage, therefore I think I'm
It's
qualified
good
to
enough.
actually write the notes.
Yeah,
Good enough.
it's true.
I have some generic Dr. Pepper over there.
Okay,
Dr.
so
Pepper
between us we have a
sounds.
medical practice.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. All
Okay,
right,
Leo,
as a
off the track,
reminder,
man. Oh.
we have transitioned into a totally new system for the live stream and the live chat. So all you have to do is go to live.britishtechnetwork.com and you'll see the live stream, and in a column on the right you'll see the live chat. And that's it. You don't need to go to separate websites or go to different apps. You can just hop right in and you have everything right there. When you're in the chat, you get a randomly generated name, but you can change that. Click on the purple button in the top right and click on change name. And there you go. If you are a Mastodon user, you can also click the authenticate button, and it will let you put in your Mastodon name, and it gives you a code. You put that back in to the chat. It authenticates you, and then if you're in the chat right now, and you look at Patrice's name, you'll see like a little shield with a check in it. That means Patrice has authenticated her name. And that's it. And some people have been having trouble with that periodically. So I'm assuming that's actually a server issue somewhere else that's out of our control. But anyhow, yeah, there you go. So now you have the live chat and the live stream all together.
And it works.
And it all works. Yeah, it's great. So since we're here and it's the Mac show, we should probably talk about some Apple related news. So
we just lost the stream.
Sweet. And we lost the stream.
Okay.
And
let's just keep going.
Yeah, we'll keep going. I have no idea of, on my end, it sure looks like it's happening, but there you go. And well, we'll just keep going. All right. So our first story for today, we'll just get right into the gaming world and talk about Epic being all bent out of shape about the way Apple is handling the App Store or third-party app stores in the EU. And currently, Fortnite says that Apple is intentionally dragging their heels on approving Fortnite's own App Store, and that Apple is using ridiculous excuses to continue to reject their App Store authorization. Like saying, well, you know, the buttons in your app look too much like our buttons, things like that. And so...
anybody who's ever dealt with Apple knows exactly that's how Apple always has operated.
Right. So this, yeah, so that isn't actually an Epic-specific issue. That's just an Apple thing.
Yeah.
Regardless of where you are in the world. So Epic has filed a new complaint with the EU over Digital Markets Act violations, and here we are.
Never ends.
No. Yeah.
I mean, some of it is kind of homemade by Apple, but I'm pretty sure Epic is also kind of forcing this issue. I mean, I'm not saying that just because I don't like Epic or whatever. No, they have a track record. Like, they've been doing this all along. Like, always pushing the boundary and always doing things and then saying, oh, I see, Apple is bad. Like, proven, even decided by judges. So,
Teresa, I'm going to go just a little farther with that. You know, I start to wonder if some of this stuff isn't just flat out intentional. So that, you know, a complete false flag so that we can say, yeah, look at what Apple's doing to us. And, you know, something like the buttons. And to your point, Apple's been doing this for how long with how many hundreds of thousands of developers? And
we lost Chuck.
And
so what we've established is that Epic doesn't like what Chuck is saying.
Yes.
So they are censoring him. You'd really think that our FBI safe house would have better Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Or internet. I just got the unstable connection. Sorry about that.
No, Chuck, it's okay because we've been able to use that to make fun of you. So
yeah,
it's all and good.
A nice good frozen view of you.
Right. You know, at least he looks like he's speaking intelligently. Where if it froze for me, it'd probably be something like. And then, yes, Ben, you did an amazing Jeff impression. Yeah.
So we have a thumbnail for our show today, right?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, crap. You mean you took a screen capture?
No, we have video. We can just take it from there.
Oh no.
Yeah, we can just take it from there. And Ben, just remember, if we keep doing that, our faces will freeze that way.
Perfect.
Which makes the screen cap even easier.
I will freeze in the full Eric Bolden.
I've been doing it wrong all this time because I've always been doing the Picard.
Yeah.
No, it's
yeah. Yeah, but at least we have Frozen on a Chuck smile.
Yeah, so there's that. Yeah. I'm throwing another link in to our live chat that offers some more information about Epic, or excuse me, Epic's complaint. Yeah, so Epic is clearly not happy about the buttons thing. And what Chuck was saying before we lost his safe house signal, what was he saying? Great. I started to make a joke and now I lost my point. About Epic is pushing some of this and trying to make issues. Of course they are. They've been doing this since the beginning. They set up Fortnite to get kicked out of the App Store and already had a highly produced commercial about getting kicked
and
out of
two
the App
lawsuits
Store, ready to go. Yeah. And two lawsuits ready to go.
Yeah, one for Apple and one for Google, because they did the same thing on the Google side.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, some of this is performative on Epic's part.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think the timing also makes sense, because the EU just announced, or the Commission just announced, that they're investigating Apple, at least, that they have a feeling... I think that's mostly what they say. They have a feeling that Apple broke the rules already, or is not in line with the DMA. They're not saying they're guilty. They're just saying they have a feeling they might be. So they're investigating now. And so this makes sense that it comes like Epic is like, oh, cool. Let's jump on that bandwagon. Let's complain.
But at the same time, Apple has not... been particularly helping themselves in this matter.
No.
I mean, they've developed the reputation of, shall we say, playing hardball with external requirements to the point where they have both the EU and a federal judge who is kind of fed up with their antics.
Yeah, I mean, no, this goes even beyond that.
Yeah.
Apple has been, like, playing this game for way longer because, like, there's a reason why it's well known amongst developers that Apple is, like, kind of arbitrary. Like, if they don't like you, if they don't like what you're doing, like, they're just gonna punish you for it. And there's literally nothing you can do. Like, you can complain as much as you want. They don't care. So this goes beyond just the recent, like, I mean, the whole reason why the DMA and similar laws exist, and also, like, in the US, why, like, there were cases and all of that, is literally because the way Apple has been behaving. Apple and I would say some other companies, like, it's not just them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've been kind of given a wide berth, especially here in the States, where a lot of companies think they can do whatever they want because, well, they have.
They're rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
It's this might sound weird, like a weird stretch, but to me it's not. I really think a lot of where we are right now with the legislation in the US and in the EU was spurred by John Deere, because John Deere, their whole thing was, you buy a tractor from us, but you can't ever do anything to it. You need anything done under the hood, then it has to come to us, and we do it, and you pay whatever we say you pay to have the maintenance or the repairs done.
Yeah, which by the way. Kubota, New Holland, and Case really thanked them for.
Yeah.
Because here in the John Deere belt, where we have multiple of their plants, They are cutting a lot of jobs because people are now going with other options.
Well, yep, there you go. Those other companies, they can now send fruit baskets to John
Rolling.
Deere. But when they send the fruit baskets, it has to include a note that says, "You can't open this fruit basket and remove anything yourself. You have to bring it to us, and we'll do it for you."
Yeah, we'll feed you. We'll cut it and then feed you with it.
Right.
John Deere's been very notorious of controlling their data. They don't want anybody doing anything. And it's, I think they're getting a lot of flack for that.
They are. Speaking of getting flack, hey, how about that OpenAI? They're getting some flack because they released their ChatGPT app for the Mac, and it turns out that they wrote their app so that it would save all of your chats through ChatGPT as a plain text file. Not even encrypted in any
Oops.
way, just a straight up plain text file sitting on your computer, accessible to any other app or malware that wanted to go look through it.
Yeah, I mean, not any other app, because if the app is sandboxed, it wouldn't be able to access it, but definitely anybody else who wants access to it.
Okay,
Like if
that's
you
fair.
have that whatever the admin on your of your if it's a managed device or another app that is not sandboxed, because not every app is sandboxed, or yeah, malware.
So I don't want to give them a pass on this, but I want to ask
Good.
it. I want to ask a question. Is this just
42.
is this just a reflection of an organization that is not used to thinking about security and privacy, and maybe
Yes.
trying to move things along to the benefit or detriment, to their benefit or detriment, to our benefit or detriment, trying to get door, and it's just, oops, we don't think in those terms. So that's not, again, I'm not giving them a pass. I'm just looking for a reason, because that seems such, in the world we all inhabit, that seems like such a gross miss, and it just doesn't make sense.
To be honest, I have a little bit of an issue with that for exactly the reasons you're saying with the whole story, because it is, to be honest, still to this day common practice that like if you need a local cache, it will probably be plain text documents or like a SQLite database that anybody who knows how to do it can open. And because apps are mostly sandboxed and you're like these days Macs, the hard drives are encrypted, that is overall fine. And I'm not even sure it might be a problem with if you depending on how you're using ChatGPT, there might be sensitive information in there. But if you're just asking questions saying, oh, whatever, write me a text that has XYZ, whatever, I'm not so sure it's really useful for anything. So I think, as you said, it's a company that is not maybe developers that are not used to thinking, hey, we should also encrypt this or something like. I can understand why there's even a like a local cache of everything because you wanna like have maybe the history, like for offline usage, for example. So I can totally see that. And as I said, if you went into any other random app, I'm pretty sure you can find a lot of information. Like not things like one like password managers or anything like that because they have a different understanding, I think, of security, but like other apps. I mean, all your Word
That
documents are encrypted. Like anybody on your Mac can read them. Is that a problem?
they can read my articles?
Yeah. If they have access
Uh-oh.
to your machine, they can.
I guess my best analogy would be, if I work for Ferrari, I'm probably not focused on gas mileage.
Yeah, true.
So that's, again, no pass. It just, I'm trying to figure out if it is such an obvious thing the way it's been portrayed in the tech press, like,
No.
oh my God, then it's just too big a miss. But
It would,
if, But thank you, Patrice, because honestly, I didn't even think of it in those terms that my Word documents can be opened by anyone with access to my Mac.
I mean, even that, there is restrictions in macOS, and like not every app has access to your Word documents, but certain apps, users on your, like as I said, if you had an admin user and like someone was managing your device, maybe that would be possible, and that's totally okay. I think it would be a different story if it was, oh, ChatGPT is storing them on the server in plain text.
Oh
That
yeah.
might be a different story.
Yeah. That said, given light of this, it might be a good idea for Apple to clarify OpenAI ChatGPT integration with Apple Intelligence.
True. But actually, that is going off device. So I'm not sure what they would even store.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where even if this really isn't a big deal, at some point, perception and PR maybe matter more than reality.
Ben, you're getting into the part of the argument that I've been thinking about, and it's about the perception that ChatGPT can be trusted, that they're taking your security seriously, especially since they have a partnership with Apple that we're going to be able to start experimenting with later this year. You want to have trust. And something like this, for most people, they would never even know it's a thing, except that now everyone knows it's a thing. It becomes a trust issue, regardless of whether or not there's anything nefarious in that log. It doesn't matter how embarrassing or personal it might be, or totally mundane. It's about that perceived trust.
And maybe that's the only thing I think people should be aware of, that it's stored. So that's maybe the only thing I would say. Could be something.
I haven't used it. Is there an option to not store it?
I don't think so.
I mean, because my next thing would be okay, if as a as an alternative to storing it securely, if for some there you can't, give me an option to erase it as soon as I finish my query.
No. I mean, that actually would be good. I mean, as I said, a lot of apps don't. Like, I was just thinking Parcel, for example. I have the Parcel app because I just have it open. I'm pretty sure they have a local SQLite database that's not encrypted. I don't know. Might be a bad example. I haven't looked into it, but just looking at my apps, I'm like, most of them probably have some local stored data that's probably not encrypted because it doesn't have to.
You
Yeah,
know,
I mean,
now, oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Dave.
I said I've tried Gemini, I've tried Copilot, and it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, they are going to store that information. But Bob Beach is having a challenge with what did he use it for, because he didn't find it interesting. But I've gone in there and asked to give me an outline on a presentation, and boy, it just comes up with amazing information.
I don't use it very frequently, but I do use it sometimes. And it's not to search for things, because for search it's crap. But
It's good. Just gives you thoughts, ideas to what you want to do with the particular topic you're
Or
searching
to
for.
summarize things, like
Summarize
stuff like
is another
that.
one, yeah.
Now I haven't used the ChatGPT app locally. I have experimented with ChatGPT online because I need to know how this works. So of course I'm going to experiment with it at least. I have also been experimenting with running LLM models locally only with LM Studio. And now I'm curious, how is LM Studio storing all of those interactions? Are those just plain text on my computer? Because I know they exist only on my computer because everything's running locally. And I don't know. And honestly, until the news about what ChatGPT did before they released an update that addressed the issue, I hadn't even thought about it. And I'm someone that's in the middle of all this. I hadn't thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, and you said like it only stores it locally. How do you know? Have you checked? At some level, you have
Well,
to trust.
damn. Yeah.
At
Now
some level,
I need
you
to
have
go
to
back
trust
and
it and
double
say.
check and make sure that it's actually not sending anything anywhere. Yeah. Well, great. Thanks for that one, Patrice.
You're welcome.
I for one would love to see what kind of unusual request Jeff Gamet has sent to any large language model.
I bet you would.
Yeah, that could be an evening's entertainment.
Yep. Yes, it could. I bet you'd also love to see what I've done with the generative image creator tools locally.
Not
Which one am I
so
using?
much.
I want to say Draw Studio. Is that right? No, I can't remember. Anyhow, yeah, Chuck, I've made some very interesting images there. And now I feel like I need to create something special just for you.
Sorry,
Sorry, I brought the whole thing up.
can't wait.
Oh, you're not sorry yet, but you will be.
You will be.
You will be. Yep. Why is it that's where Yoda spoke frontwards? Everything else, his sentences were half backwards, but not you will be.
No, I do not.
See? All right. Another story we can talk about, and this is one where we get to pour one out. Well, sort of, for some Apple devices that are now classified as vintage. First up is the original HomePod, and then also the original AirPods and the iPhone X. And I'm bringing this up first because it's fun to reminisce about the old products, but also because a lot of people have been misinterpreting this to mean that there is literally no support on any level for these products anymore. And what it really means is that there is no hardware support, meaning once Apple runs out of parts to fix these things, that's it. There are no more parts, at least from Apple, to fix them.
Yeah, I mean, to be perfectly honest, this really only means something to one of these devices, which is already not supported in the latest OSs anyway. The original the as far as uses go, that original HomePod is still getting upgraded to HomePod OS 18. The AirPods will still work perfectly with your Apple device. And quite frankly, those are two devices that were never repairable anyway, for all intents and purposes. When they die, you're going to be doing the same thing that you did 2 weeks ago, which is replace them.
Yep. And for the iPhone X, which by the way is one of my favorite iPhone models,
I liked it.
the iPhone X doesn't run the current version of iOS anyhow.
It's the last was what, 16?
Yeah, are we on
Is it?
17 now?
Yes.
Yes.
Then yes, 16. Okay, see, here's part of the problem. Apple has munched up all of the version numbers and thrown in names and stuff, and we've gotten to the point where I can't even remember which version of iOS or Mac OS I'm running. And I use these devices all the time, and I'm on multiple Apple related podcasts every week, and even I can't remember these stupid version numbers anymore.
Remember, you are running macOS Wine Country.
Yep, I'm running Wine Country. And this fall, I'll be running Tall Trees.
Yes, I'm running Tree Country.
So that means you have both.
Yeah. I mean, to be perfectly honest, this is a non-story story.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
I report it all the time only because it's just good to know vintage products, you're aware of it. iPhone 10, I agree with you, was a great model. I always liked the larger size phone, so I mean physically it was smaller, but yep. same size screen. But once it went to the 11, I think I was happier with the 11 Pro Max.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Well, I want to piggyback on what Dave said. I agree there is value in knowing this, especially if you are dependent upon, you might not be quite definitively dependent on AirPods, but you would definitely potentially be dependent on an iPhone 10. And if you were, then it's good to know that at any given moment, if it fails, you may have a significant capital expense. So you better be thinking about preparing for it just in case, instead of getting that nasty surprise.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That said, I think Apple should consider changing their nomenclature to kind of be a more plain, more plain, and just kind of specify what the actual status of the device is. Like, we know that vintage means just no longer receiving parts, but it's vague enough where people within outside of the Apple ecosystem don't know that. Specifically for that OG HomePod, make it something like parts no longer available, still receiving OS updates.
Yeah, we go from vintage to obsolete. So that's the next level after that. So,
And obsolete is where there's no support at all. Like, no software updates,
right?
Anything.
Yeah.
Ben, I agree with you, but part of me says that any marketing department for any company is going to, and it's not exactly obfuscation, but it's spin.
True. I mean, their ultimate goal here is if you're still using these devices, they want to do a sale.
Yes, and they want to, but they don't want to threaten you. Don't make it threatening and say, hey, like, you have to upgrade now and all of that. So they make it sound nice. Oh, it is vintage. That's like, oh, vintage, like a wine. Sounds good, right?
7 and 8 years, that's a long time.
Yeah. For some people it is, and then for others it's not. I know people, they're like, hey, like, I want to use my Mac for 10 plus years.
That's pretty typical.
Some people easily part with stuff.
No, you're right, Patrice. I guess the one thing I would wish they would make a little bit clearer, and I don't know exactly how to do it, is when a device hits the top end of the operating system updates and it can't be updated anymore. Because then, from where I sit, now you're talking about security risks and privacy risks that may no longer be protected from. Everything may still function fine. It's just, you know, so be aware that if you're going to be using the internet at parts of that device, that you may not be enjoying the same protection as if you were using one of the more modern devices.
It's not just about the internet, any connection.
Yeah.
Plug in, connect to Wi-Fi, plug in an Ethernet port, doesn't matter. Anything that is connecting to it is potentially a risk at that point.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Good point. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, I think that's maybe something Apple should do and warn people a little bit more and say, hey, like, just so that you know, like, it's still working, so everything is fine, but here are some of the risks now.
Yeah, but do it in a way that isn't as annoying as the way Microsoft does it.
Yes.
Don't do
And I think
anything.
that's the tricky part. Like, how do you do it that people and that people that don't like, we understand it. Like, for us, it's not, we don't even need the warning because I think we understand it. But for people who do not, are not on that level, not at all even, and don't have to be on that level, like for them, it's a thing that they use. Like, how do you do that? That they explain it to them and warn them and make them aware of it without being annoying?
And you know, you guys have pushed back on me and on other conversations here that some people just don't care. That
yeah,
you know,
they click away. Oh, there was a warning. Yeah. I just clicked it away.
Yeah,
all the time. I hear that.
And they're not
what
worried
did it
about
say?
Being.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Not,
what did it say now? It always comes up. I always click it away.
Yeah. So you know, it is. It's. It, you have to take a little bit of personal responsibility for what you click away or what you do or don't know, but.
Yeah.
Would you say, Dave, not annoying? Yeah, it's. I don't know how you do that. I don't know if one, you know, is one
it's a
warning a
problem.
week too off too often? Is one
Yeah.
warning a day too often? Is just one warning sufficient? And then if you click away, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, or the Windows way, a persistent watermark on your screen that people then also ignore and say, yeah, it's always there. It's the monitor is broken. What?
That is just horrible.
It was your purchasing decision that was broken.
Yeah,
yes.
That's reality. And as I said, and I don't blame people. Like, not everybody's on the same level. Not everybody cares to the same degree as we do, maybe.
Yep.
That's totally okay.
Do you want to know who is totally not horrible?
Dude, it's like you're reading my mind. Seriously.
Tag team.
Right? Yeah, I do know who is totally not horrible, and they're also not obsolete, and that would be TSO hosts. And why would Ben set me up with a TSO host segue that I can knock out of the park?
Because we wouldn't be here if we didn't.
Exactly. Yeah, here's the deal. TSO Host is a web hosting company. They help you buy domain names, and they have great customer support, and they have great pricing, and their service is just really good. And so what they're doing is taking all of that and giving it to us so that we can bring live shows to you every single week. So that we have a place for all of the recordings to live so you can watch or listen anytime you want. So yeah, they're giving us the bandwidth for those live streams. They're giving us the server space for the show files to live so you can watch or listen to recordings whenever you want. They're giving us the hosting space. So there's a place for the website to live. And they're just like saying, here you go. This is what we want to do for the community. Here's how we're going to give back. And we really, really appreciate it because the resources it takes to do all of this, it's pretty intense. And without TSO Host's generous support, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So thank you, TSO Host, for being here. Now, I've said thank you because that's the kind of person I am. And I have a feeling it's the kind of person all of you are too. So please hop out on social media and give TSO Host a thank you for being here and supporting us. It's an easy thing to do, only takes a minute. And it's a really great way to let them know that they are appreciated for being so generous and giving back to the community like this. So thanks again, TSO Hosts. Hey, I did mention that they also help with domain names. So if by chance you have come up with a domain name that you're thinking, wow, yeah, this is one that I really need to get. Like maybe Ben sets up the segways.com. And so you found that domain name. Go ahead and throw it in your cart. And then you're going to get a good price on that. But since you're part of the BTN family, if you use the discount code BTN20, you'll get an extra 20% off your order. So that's super generous and just a great thing to do simply because you're part of the BTN family as well. So thanks again, Tio Sojos, and go give them some love online. Patrice, I've managed to get through explaining the live chat when you weren't here, even
Sure.
with the new live chat. And I'm feeling pretty good about that, but I still think you're better. Do you mind
Oh,
telling people about the live chat? Oh,
I don't
look,
mind
Ben
at
nodded
all.
his head so hard, he almost got
Okay.
whiplash. He totally agrees. You're better.
So, we have a really, really, really cool live chat. We are live streaming this. So if you're listening to this in the like in your podcast player, if you want to like see how we make this show, like get the pre-show, the post-show, talk to us live in the chat, all of that, head over to live.britishtechnetwork.com while we are recording, which is usually 4 p.m. UK time for the Mac show, Fridays, 4 p.m. UK time for the Mac show. And when you head over to the site, there will be on the right-hand side a little chat windows, like a sidebar almost. It's not even almost, it's exactly like a sidebar. And that's it. Like, just go there. You will get a randomly generated name. Like, it's some like nervous, chocolatey, elated Dijkstra, like name like that. But you can easily change it. There's like up top a little purple button because I like purple. And you click on it and you say change name. You can even, if you have a Fediverse account, like a Mastodon or one of the many other services, you can do an authentication and then you will get the little check mark next to it. I think Jeff explained it earlier in the show already.
If you're
And
not Dave.
Dave, yes. And yeah, so it's really cool. You can follow us on this page, by the way. So if you want to get notified when we are streaming, that's an easy way. You get a notification on your Mastodon instance or the Mastodon account. You get a message saying, hey, British Tech Network is streaming, and then you can join us. So it's really cool. But if you for some reason can't or won't, totally fine. Like we have a chat transcript for you, and all you have to do to get to that is you head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat. See, now I'm doing it. I get confused because I used to have two URLs. Now I only have that one. britishtechnetwork.com/chat, and select a date in the calendar, and whatever date you select between June 2nd, 2015. I'm somehow still in the 2020s. I did the same thing yesterday. And today, which is July 5th, 2024, if you select one of those dates, you will see exactly what we talked about in the chat on that day. And if you pick a day where there was no show, there will be simply nothing in there. So that's how you know. Thursdays and Fridays, good days to pick, I would recommend.
Awesome. Yeah, you really do that a lot better than me. So thank you, Patrice.
You're welcome.
All right. So now it's time for cool things. And Ben, you did get a cool thing in first. And Ben, I want to point out I specifically did not pick your cool thing because I had a feeling you were going to. And yeah, so I'd left it for you. So tell us about your cool thing.
Well, first I'm going to get this cool thing off of my keyboard. But my cool thing will be Netflix's gain and Paramount Plus's loss. And that is Star Trek Prodigy Season 2.
Nice.
It is continuing the theme of Star Trek Prodigy, which is something you would think is completely for kids, but ends up being just playing some of the best Star Trek ever made. Yep. New season, new USS Voyager, and it's just fantastic.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the second season yet, but the first season was really awesome, and I was so upset when they canceled it originally. So.
Yeah. This really had a lot of day because they tie this into many, many other Star Trek series. I mean, you're still dealing with young adults here, but it's not a show that is just for kids.
No, 100% not.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you can tell it is made by people who know Star Trek for like the back of their hand and love it.
Know and love, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, definitely. I mean, the characters and the stories are so like well designed and well made, and you could just see like, and it does tie in into the others quite well, I think.
Yeah, and I would like to also point out that for this season, Dr. Eric McDonald, who has since the revival been a science advisor to most Star Trek series, has been promoted and actually wrote a few of these episodes.
Oh,
Very cool.
cool.
And she does make another cameo in something that's very hilarious.
I've seen far enough into the series to see the cameo. Actually, that's the last episode I've watched. And yeah, it's great to see her.
Yeah. The only thing I can say is once you start watching this, clear your schedule because this is going to be like a can of Pringles.
So
You
not
you come in wanting to have one, but you end up consuming the whole damn thing in one go.
So now I know what I'm going to do this weekend.
Yeah, and the only reason I haven't seen all of them yet is because I had a window of time where I know I could start watching, and I've had time constraints where I haven't been able to get back. But it's kind of killing me that I haven't seen the entire series already. Maybe
And I
by the
have,
end of this weekend.
and Jeff, I'm with you. I haven't even started because I know what's going to happen. And
Yeah.
so just got to find that block of time.
Yep.
Yeah. And I mean, the funniest thing about Prodigy, go back to a couple of years. This was a Star Trek series I was looking forward to the least. Now, yeah, now it might actually be my favorite.
But isn't that always the same? I was kind of not looking forward to Strange New Worlds, and now I love it. So, like,
I'd say Prodigy is the one that I was most skeptical about before it was launched because of the way it was pitched. But I
Yes.
thought, I'll give it a chance. Because Star Wars Clone Wars was pitched as a kid show. And I know how that worked out.
Yeah,
So,
it's now
yeah.
literally the foundation of all Star Wars.
Yeah. So, I gave Prodigy a shot and I'm glad I did, and I'm very much looking forward to getting through the rest of season two.
For me, it was easy because I love Catherine, Kate Mulgrew, and I knew she would be involved. So I was like, okay, that's sold. Even though I do not like anything animated usually.
I can appreciate that.
I will say from inside baseball, I'll say it's one raw fare. Okay.
Okay. So it
Fair
would be
enough.
worth joining the live stream.
All right. So, next up, Dave, tell us what you have.
Hey, I got a movie. I always loved Beverly Hills Cop, and Eddie Murphy brought it back. It's called Beverly Hills Cop Axel F. Just watched it the other day, and I swear every time I see these movies, I laugh out loud. It's just so much fun. He comes back to Beverly Hills and brings a lot of stuff back from the original. A lot of that people are back, like Taggart. and Rosewood are there, and Jeffrey, and it's a lot of fun. Kevin Bacon's is in it as well, and Surge, which is always he's fun with Pierce Bronson
doing that.
Equel? Yeah.
Oh my god.
So and the same antics, you know, seeing the strange people in Beverly Hills, and you know, the same crashes and same stuff. But it's a fun movie. Fun to watch. And I mean, I went back and watched the last three, you know, number a little while ago, and it's like, oh my god, this is so funny.
I'm just surprised that they even, like, half of the people are even alive yet still. So
Yeah,
it's been a long time. I mean, imagine that. Think about
84 when the first movie came out.
Like older than me. So.
Yep. Me. To paraphrase Inspector Todd, you want a coffee break? Go and watch that son of a bitch.
Yeah. No, in fact, I'll give it a little bit. I saw Jeffrey. He became the chief, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a picture of Inspector Todd up on his wall.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. Check it out. It's on Netflix. So it's, you know, he's going back to, just like a lot of these movies are going streaming. And I think that's the second picture that he did coming to America too. He brought back.
Yeah, he did.
Was funny too. So
this is on my list of things to watch soon too.
Same.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. All right. Another awesome pick. Chuck, tell us about your cool thing.
My cool thing is something I think we've talked about before, but it's one that I will be definitely using this coming week to travel to MacStock and at MacStock. It is this. This is I want to make sure I say it right. This is the Anker GaN Prime 65-watt charging station. This is a terrific little travel power strip, basically. It's got two outlets, one on either side, but it also has two USB-Cs and one regular USB connection. This is like a wonderful thing in hotel rooms that never seem to have enough power outlets, because it gives you ways to plug in everything. It also can help you if you get stuck in an airport somewhere and you have that one person that's taking up, you know, an outlet. With this, you can share the outlet and charge their device and yours as well, and not have to worry about, you know, the issues we've seen with some things that are allegedly behind those outlets at the airports. This it's GaN charging, so it's fast. 3-foot extension cord, which, as you can see, wraps around very nicely into a compact package. So this is always in my backpack at all times, but it's especially useful when I'm traveling. So, and the great thing is that if I get the numbers right here, right now it's 26% off on Amazon's US store, which takes it down to $51.99. So I know there are other options out there. For my money, I would tell you, look at this one. If you're going to look at the other options, look at how compact they are. Some of them have crazy long cords, and if that's a need of you, it's fine. But, you know, I'm just looking for something that gets me from the wall away from it, so then I can plug everything else in. And I don't want to carry all that extra cable. And the fact that, because it's a wall charger and then there's an outlet, this plugs in, so no prongs are sticking out to punch holes in your backpack. So it's just really, really nicely designed, and it's a piece of essential gear for me. Maybe it will be for you too.
Good price, $51.99. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great price.
Awesome price. Okay, cool. Patrice, tell us about your cool thing.
So, in an amazing coincidence, I also have an Anker product that I want to pick today. So I actually kept it from the big show yesterday, because I teased it a little bit and Dave was there and I was like, I got this. So this is an Anker product.
You mean this?
Yeah.
Exactly this.
Yes. Yes. Exactly so, this. So Anker, if you want to sponsor us,
yes,
you wouldn't say no.
Yeah, exactly. We would probably spend all the sponsorship money on like stuff from your shop. So yes,
we will gladly steal your stuff. I mean, so just look at this Anker plug.
True. So the story behind this is the following. I'm getting a Vision Pro next week and I'm going to travel with it. And yes, I could buy the second Apple battery thingy, like for, what is it, $200 or something. You can get an extra battery from Apple, but it has like a little downside. You have to unplug it, which turns the device off, and then plug it again, and so it boots up again. And I think that's not a great design, to be honest, but I did some like some search engines and social media, whatever. And then people said, like, hey, like you should get one of those Anker power banks. And since I don't use a power bank so far because I have so many batteries with me, like Macs and all of that I really actually need a power bank because I can just plug in one of the other devices and charge my phone or my watch or whatever I need to charge. So that was never a thing. But I thought, yeah, for the Vision Pro, if I'm like on a train or a plane for like 4, 5, 6 hours, it'd be worth having that. So I bought the Anker Prime 27,650 milliamp hour power bank. It's really cool. It's not as heavy as I thought it would be. It's like, I don't know what the shape, how you could describe it. It's kind of like a pen box, maybe a little bit bigger pen or something like that. I don't know. It's
I
just
was thinking bar of
rectangular.
latinum.
If this one's a
Bar of
little bit smaller.
latinum.
This is a little more smaller power, but I think you got
Yeah.
the this might be
I got the
20,000.
biggest one for sure, because for the Vision Pro you need that. This is the maximum you can take on a plane, by the way, because there's a limit on most planes. You can take more, but then you need approval from the airline every time. So I'm like, that's why this 27,650 watt milliamp sorry milliamp hour limit is there, because I think the limit is 100 watt hours. That's what you can take on a plane. That's why also MacBooks and whatever they all have like under that because of that. It's a really nice display. Like when you enable it, it actually you can configure it. There's an app, which is crazy. You think power bank, you plug it in, you charge it. There's an app. It allows you to configure certain things like what you're showing, when it turns off, which like the ports are configurable. So it has two USB-C ports and one USB-A port. And it can do up to 250 watts, depending on how like what you plug in. So I think the two USB-C ports, if you use both of them, it's 240, 100, and 140. I think if you plug in all three, it depends a little bit, but up to 250 watts can do. So that's pretty beefy, and it can charge like your iPhones a couple of times. I think even your Mac at least once. If it's completely empty, I think that should be about the same. And yeah, it's a really cool device. Connects to a really good app, well designed, I have to say. I didn't expect I would download an app for my power bank, but when I saw that, I was like, oh, interesting. And it works. It's really cool. You see like a bunch of stuff, you can configure a bunch of stuff there. So yeah, it's a little nice display up front.
Does it have that charging on the bottom like your?
Yes, it does.
Right.
So that's that. That's an
So
extra thing.
I have the base. That's
Okay,
that's my
I
system.
don't, because I was like, oh, really? Do I really need that? No, I'll just plug it in. I have a
It
ton
was
of
questionable.
Anker charger everywhere that I can just plug, because I have more of them, that I can, and Satechis, that I can just plug in USB-C. So,
The base
works.
is good for up on the at your desk, and you have extra
Yeah,
plugs
but
to plug in.
which
But
I'm,
it was kind of excessive.
yeah, I was like, eh, I don't need that. 100 on from them directly, and I think on Amazon it's about the same. It's about 270, 180 bucks, something like that. 180, 100, I use 179.99 now, officially, but like somewhere around that you pay it. There's probably some sales every now and then, but I bought it now. Comes with a little like cloth back, well, whatever that is, fake leather.
Microfiber cloth
Ouch.
bag.
Microfiber cloth. Okay, and that I don't need USB-C cable. So
We have mountains
works.
of them.
Good thing. Quite happy about it. Is it? And it's not as heavy as I thought. So that was the only thing I'm like, do I want to carry that around? But it's actually not as heavy as I thought. So Anker, good products.
Good products. Great
Good.
products from Anchor. So while you've been talking, and Ben, you picked up a couple things like, yeah, here's this.
And Jeff
I've been
just
trying to,
ordered like five of them or
well, I've been trying to
whatever.
figure out how many Anchor things I have right now. Like, I have three Anchor USB hubs connected right now. There's a couple others that are just like sitting off to the side, not in use right now. wireless chargers, little charger bricks, battery packs. It just goes on and on and on with all the Anker stuff that I have.
I'm literally connected to an Anker Thunderbolt hub.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, in fact, they don't need to sponsor us. They own us.
They kind of do. Yep.
They kind of do,
We own them.
It's like we're half owned by Anker, half owned by OWC.
That's a good one.
Could
You're
be
right.
far worse.
No.
Yeah, and that could actually be the title.
Yeah. All right. That means it's my turn. And Ben, since you picked Prodigy season two, I went to the other end of the spectrum and went with The Boys season four. I'm only partway through this, and this is one that you want to binge, but you cannot, because at some point you have to stop and just kind
Absolutely.
of catch your breath and recover from the emotional trauma of everything you've just seen.
Yeah, it's bloody diabolical.
It is bloody diabolical. But it's done so well, and even though it's just like absolutely atrocious, some of the things that happen, they tend to be atrocious in a way that actually matters to the story. So it's not just something that's gross for the sake of being gross. Anyhow, the stakes for the characters are very high and feel very real. The danger that everyone's facing, they make it feel very plausible, and it is just so absolutely messed up, but it's really good.
Yeah, and I have to say, Tony Starr as Homelander might be the greatest villain of our lifetime.
The casting for Homelander, yes, I believe him as Homelander.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
If you're going to talk about him as Homelander, you gotta call out Carl Urban as Butcher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, he's
And
excellent
I
as
haven't
Butcher.
seen this season yet, but he is the one that, is just so outrageous, and he really sells it.
Oh,
So
yeah.
it's on my list of things to watch again. Jeff, thank you for the warning because, it's one I've been sort of waiting. Okay, I gotta have a block of time. So maybe it's nice to know that I can take in a few episodes and then take a breather.
You'll
Yeah,
want to take a breather.
I mean, this is one of those shows you can tell everybody on it is just having so much fun because they all bring their absolute A games.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah, there is nobody just going after a paycheck here.
Right. And watching it's of course it's clearly intentional what they're doing with part of the storyline. It's a reflection of the political state in the United States and the EU right now.
Yeah.
And it's an amazingly told allegory for the current political state around the world.
Yeah. And I mean, they've really taken superheroes and directions you never thought you'd see them in so many ways. And it just works.
So
Ben,
thank you for
that is
Garth
so.
Ennis for coming up with this whole concept.
Yeah, Ben, what you just said is so accurate and so well thought out. That really summarizes up, I think, the appeal of The Boys.
Yeah. I mean, basically it's a world where instead of truth, justice, and the American way, you have people with superpowers who are very realistic, very fallible, and very broken, because of those superpowers and the expectations put on them.
And the exploitation put on them.
Yeah, exploitation that, I mean, let me put it this way. Superman does not live in this universe. Superman could never live in this universe. It's, yep. I mean, what, why, you know, why, what, I can't talk, why DC was a mirror of its time. The Boys is a mirror of our time.
It's really well done. I'm looking forward to cranking through some more episodes. I would tell everyone where I am in the series right now, but it would just be nothing but spoilers. So yeah. Instead, I will say I'm looking forward to seeing more and getting through the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So that's awesome. And Chuck, I do believe you spent money for me today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, you made me realize that the outlet USB port combo that I take with me traveling is the same one that I've been carrying with me since Macworld Expo. And yeah, and I mean, it works, but to really take advantage of it, I'm plugging in chargers into it and not using the USB ports that it has, and it doesn't have a cord on it, so apparently it's time for me to upgrade, and we'll see if this shows up before I have to get on my plane for Mac stock.
Jeff, at the risk of sounding like I'm trying to promote it, you know, I'll talk it down first. It's not the highest power delivery. Okay. So if you're looking for fast charging, this is not the
Patrice's.
Yeah. But if you're looking for, you know, something that is adequate for plugging in overnight or just, you know, for regular use, it's fantastic. But for me, it does double duty because it does take the place of an extension cord, you know, for that power plug that's inevitably behind a desk somewhere or yep. under the bed or whatever at a hotel. I don't know who designs those things, but it's always the most inopportune place for you to get to. And mm-hmm. so this serves double masters. It gives me a couple more charging plugs as well as having the extension cable part. Mm-hmm. And again, in such a nice portable little package that it has a dedicated pouch in my backpack. That's all that goes in there and it fits perfectly. So mm-hmm. it fulfills so many things for me that I hope it gets there for you and it works out as well for you at MacStock.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you know at MacStock.
I actually checked whether it's available in Europe. It's not. I was like, this looks cool. I need that for travel.
No, we're sorry, Patrice. So
maybe it's coming. No, it might be coming. I mean, that sometimes that happens that they first do it one place and then do it the other because, you know, plugs and all of that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
So Chuck, I just realized I can get this used from Amazon for $36.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
So we'll just proceed to check out and make that happen.
We spent last
life month. Ordering on air. Life, that's funny.
Actually, how about if I use some of my Amazon points and
that's what they're for.
There we go. So this is going to cost me, because I have to pay Colorado State regulatory fees. This is going to cost me
29 cents.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go. Funny. All right. So with that, hey, it's time to wrap up. This has been so much fun. And I'm so glad that I got to spend my Friday morning with all of you. Chuck, when you're not in witness protection, where can people find you?
Even when I am in witness protection, you can find me on macvoices.com. That's where we have done the Road to Mac Stock series that we'll be wrapping up this week because we are all going to Mac Stock the end of the week. But we still have a couple folks we're talking to. We do Mac Voices live Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on YouTube at youtube.com/MacVoicesTV. And we always have other great interviews with all of our friends here, all of our other friends elsewhere, and great information. And on the socials, you can find me as at Chuck Joyner.
Awesome. And Patrice, how about you? Where can people find you?
Yeah, where do I start? So I'm usually here every week on Thursday on the big show and on Friday on the Mac show, so this show. Unless I'm traveling, which, well, next week and I think the week after might be. I don't remember. Math, whatever. One or two. Like once a month I'm out. Whatever.
Timey-wimey.
Timey-wimey, exactly. Everything I'm doing you can find on my website, thepatrice.com, where like all the social media links, the projects, the podcasts, and just everything. And speaking of podcasts, Jeff and I have a really cool new show, and episode number 3 is out as of like an hour ago or something. Mm-hmm. It's Retro Rewatch, where, well, I rewatch shows and Jeff has never seen them, and we talk about that, and because of course that's what we will do. And we're currently watching Stargate SG-1. I can tell you, wow, that episode was wow. Not saying good wow or bad wow, but it was wow.
It was
and
wow.
We had stuff to talk about, so there's indeed that. Yes, so if you know Emancipation, the episode, if you remember it, then you know what I'm talking about.
Yep, wow. Speaking of wow, Ben, where can people find you?
America, baby. You can find me at Ben Rithig on your social media of choice. You can find my writings, which I would have had even more content if, you know, we basically didn't have like a 5-day Independence Day holiday because of the way things turned out. You can find that at RithigTech.com. On Tuesdays, you can find me on the show of the frozen wonder that is known as Chuck Joyner, Mac Voices Live. You can find me on Thursday nights or 1 o'clock Central Time today, In Touch with iOS.
Yeah.
And every Thursday and Friday again, I am back here on the British Tech Network. The big and back shows.
Yeah. So. And I should mention, Ben and I are the only people here on the panel who have an American flag in the background. So
that's true. Huh.
They don't put American flags in witness protection.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
That's a good
maybe
point.
You're in Norway right now, and all we know, right? Lilyhammer?
Yeah.
Don't know if you remember that show.
I do. That was a great show.
Yes, it was.
That's a great show. Dave, you don't have an American flag in the background, but knowing your office, you do have one within reach.
It's true.
Where can people find you?
Well, he has the Apple flag in the background, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
As Ben mentioned, we're on In Touch with iOS, intouchwithios.com. Yes, Patrice, mm-hmm. Jeff, and Ben will all be joining me because it was the holiday yesterday. We have to record it another day. So, and a great opportunity of Patrice to come on. So just get to him a toe often. So come join us there. And it's youtube.com/intouchwithios. I'm here on Fridays, sometimes on the big show on Thursdays, depends. And I'm on Mastodon at DaveG65 at mastodon.cloud.
Awesome. All right. I guess I should tell people where to find me. All right.
Yeah.
Just Google me. Social media, Jay Gamut on everything. I'm posting right now on Mastodon and Instagram, and I really am trying to get better at posting more on Threads. Then shows, Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live on Tuesdays, Dave Ginsburg's In Touch with iOS on Thursdays, except this week where it's what we're going to record in a couple hours.
Hour and a half.
Here on the British Tech Network, Thursdays on The Big Show, Fridays on The Mac Show, except for next week when Dave and Chuck and I will all be at Mac Stock. So I won't be around for either show next week. And then Brian Chaffin and I do The Context Machine. And as Patrice mentioned, Retro Rewatch and our latest episode dropped while we were recording this episode of The Mac Show. All right. And in our live chat, Patrice did say, don't Google Jeff.
Yes.
Onlyjeffs.com.
You should not.
Just go to onlyjeffs.com. That's sometime I should actually buy that domain. All right. Anyhow, thank you again.
Yeah, so host. BTN20.
There we go. I could get 20% off on that domain name. Yep. But yeah, thank you to all of you for just being awesome and making my Friday morning just so much fun. You're fantastic. Hey, all of you that are watching and listening live, participating in the live chat, thank you for being here too. You are all awesome as well. All of you that watch or listen to the shows later, thank you for being part of the BTN family. I'm so glad that you have joined in as well. Hey, TSO hosts, thank you for being here and supporting us. Go give them some online love. Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thank you for making sure that we have people for shows. And speaking of shows, please go check out the Daily News Show if you aren't already. And you're going to love it. 5 minutes, it's the tech news that you need for the day, and it's ready and waiting for you when you get up in the morning. Kyle does an incredible job with the show. So you will really enjoy it. It does take more money to make the Daily News Show happen. So please go to the British Tech Network website and click the button to send in some money to help support the show. And in addition to just the good feeling of knowing you're helping out, you will also get some extra content just because you're sending in some money. Okay, so with that, I do believe it's okay now to say, all right, everyone, don't forget to join us next Thursday for The Big Show and again next Friday for The Mac Show. And everyone, have a fantastic weekend.